My name is Makan Abuzari. It is Geopolitics Podcast, and the topic of this podcast is the new world currency. If you remember, America withdrew from JCPOA nuclear agreement and sanctioned Iran. Sanctioning Iran pressured Iranian economy really hard and forced us to think about means of avoiding sanctions. And then we decided to change the world economy and world order, giving protection to Iran against sanctions. So, and a crazy president like Trump will not be able to harm Iranian economy because of his personal interests. As you know, Trump turned his back on multilateralism and started unilateralism and sanctioned Iran. One of the things that Trump sanctioned was Iranian bank, currency, and financial system, not giving access to Iran to American financial system and capital market. That's isolating Iranian banks and not letting anybody doing trades with Iran to use dollar or American banking system to pay for buying oil or selling and exporting and importing from Iran. This really harmed Iranian economy. It led to several solutions we looked for. And first solution we had in mind was starting a new payment vehicle for Iran by European Union, similar to SWIFT payment method. It took 9 months for European Union to provide a payment method for Islamic Republic of Iran, and the payment method was called Instex, and it was only for food and drug. It was not what we needed. We needed something to pay for oil, pay for exports, imports, technology transfer, lobbying, and everything else. Another plan we had in mind was starting new world currency and a new petroleum currency, which means we want to start a currency to replace the dollar and start a new financial market and capital market and banking system globally to compete with American banking system. We started two new petroleum currencies, yuan and euro, yuan of China and euro of European Union. Not only we turned yuan and euro to petroleum currency used for trade of oil and selling of the oil, we are also going to turn ruble of Russia into a petroleum currency used for trade of oil and petroleums in global markets. But it's not enough for giving Iranians immunity to American sanctions of financial system. This is why we are going to start world currencies used for trade between nations and among countries and actors. Meaning when you do exports and imports, you must be able to use this new currency to do your trades. Now, we want to ensure there is one currency in addition to dollar for all the nations, companies, actors, and people to use on global markets and for trades. The currency we want to rally behind and help is yuan of China. We have thought about this very extensively. We decided at first to start Iranian currency called Toman or Iranian Royal Rial or anything Iranian you may think about. But then we realized Iranian economy is not strong enough and Iran is sanctioned. So Iran will not have the power to have a currency competing with dollar for international trade. Then we decided to use euro. But the European Union proved to be not independent from the United States of America and relying on America's geopolitics, policies, and even obeying American sanctions. Even the payment method America gave to Islamic Republic of Iran, the payment method the European Union gave to Islamic Republic of Iran was not conclusive enough and it did not include everything we needed. And so it was only for food and drug. So we saw Europe will not be able to provide the balance of power we need for nations sanctioned by America, so they can do trades even if they're sanctioned, to not be able to use American financial system and banking system. Then we decided to think about Russia. But again, Russian economy is not big enough. Only economy that is big enough to compete with the economy of United States of America is of that China, that of China. Chinese economy is considered balance of power in world economy and is supposed to compete with the United States of America and at some point become bigger than the economy of USA. This is why we chose Yuan of China for global trade, petroleum sale and oil sale, and other international transactions. We strongly invite and suggest all nations and actors who are going to give up dollar to use Yuan of China, and do not go with for other currencies available for global trades. Because if every few of us use one currency for our trades and everybody else uses dollar, then the world currencies competing with dollar will be very weak. For example, assume 70% of global trade is done in dollar, and then 2% is done in yuan, 1% is done in ruble, 4% is done in euro, and like 1% done in yen. This way we will be all weak, and USA dollar will maintain its kingship over all of us. So in order to have a currency capable of competing with dollar, we must all rally behind Yuan of China. Yuan of China is the currency we have chosen for international trade and petroleum sales. At the moment, only 2% of global trade is done in Yuan of China, and almost the rest of it is done in dollar. China must also build a payment vehicle similar to that of SWIFT. SWIFT payment system created by China must be usable for trade between Iran and China and other actors sanctioned by America and American banking system. This payment mechanism must be available in Europe, United States of America, and the rest of the world, and must be Chinese owned and Chinese operated. China must not block access to any country, even if United States of America requests, and must keep it available to everyone at all times. Now we get to advertisement segment. We need to ensure America lifts the sanctions on Islamic Republic of Iran. We are going to influence American presidential election and ensure the next American president is someone who will lift all sanctions from Islamic Republic of Iran. Joe Biden will be the president who will do so and will lift the sanctions on Islamic Republic of Iran. Time for advertisement. We need a representative in USA Senate and a representative in US Congress to be the protective of Iranian interests. Every time the topic of Islamic Republic of Iran arises in U.S. Senate and Congress, and when they are trying to accuse Iran of crimes, these congressmen and senators must defend Iranian interests and talk for interests of Iran, Islamic Republic of Iran. It comes the time for advertisements segment. Russia's Roscosmos is available to propose your satellites into the low orbit of the Earth. We can propel multiple satellites at once and at low price to the low orbit of the Earth for you.